Coming home, staying home, making the successful transition into the community.
I had a six to life, you know, and being in jail at 31 with life at the end is like a serious situation. And I realized that, listen, you know, if you don't change your life now, you'll be like these guys, you know, we call it spinning the yard, where they're 60 and 50, 60, 70 years old and they're in jail. And I said to myself, well, just because you get older don't mean they stop letting you in here. You know, so either you get your situation, you get your act straight, or you'll be one of these guys with a cane or in a wheelchair.
The stupid decision I made cost me my daughter. I mean, I watched her grow up in pictures for 3 years, you know. So, I mean, now I have the opportunity to get back in her life, and I love every moment that I have with her.
I was the type of individual that I wasn't receptive to a lot of the mandates. But then after I gotten older and realized that I will continue to be in these bars, I will still put myself in these predicaments if I don't change my life and look at what's going to be beneficial for not only myself, but for my family and the community. And to be honest with you, it's really spiritual. It's really within inside yourself to be able to build forth that fortitude and be able to understand that you can really evolve.
A returning individual's ability to adjust to life outside prison is linked to his or her success in obtaining housing, securing employment, dealing with drug or alcohol dependency, and other health-related issues. We know that. New York State is addressing those transition issues by establishing special reentry units in various prisons. In these units, offenders who are within a few months of release obtain intensive and directed services to help ensure that they have the tools to make it on the outside. Individuals chosen for reentry programs are returning to communities close to the correctional facility that they will be released from, so they can have more contact with their families and begin to reestablish those relationships. It also provides an opportunity to interact with the service providers before they leave prison and a chance to meet with their parole officer before they leave. By putting offenders face-to-face with the parole officers, caseworkers, employment counselors, community and faith-based organization representatives who will form their key support network back home, reentry units provide participants with a head start toward becoming responsible, productive citizens.
The reentry unit is about preparing people to address concerns and issues and needs that they have upon release, helping them to acclimate to the situation they're going to face when they're released. We're very good at helping people comply with very rigid, institutional, structured types of situations. And that's not good preparation for dealing with life. So this is a chance to take a very realistic look at what those issues and obstacles will be upon release and to try and help people come up with a very individual plan for dealing with those and to make the linkages and to find collaborators who will help them upon release. Reentry gives people the tools to understand precisely where they're at in the areas of their life that are important to them and how to move forward in the directions that they want to move.
Reentry is a public safety issue because if you take a look at what we're trying to do, we're trying to offer additional services and supervision to individuals. So here's somebody who may be coming out, who may not have housing, but who could possibly be left living under a bridge. Now we're offering them housing with supervision to the housing. We're offering them care coordination with additional supervision. What we're trying to do is take that the most important 30 days, 60 days, and wrap services around them with additional supervision so they don't recommit crimes.
One of the ways that the reentry program, the reentry initiative on a whole, helps prepare individuals to become productive members of society is that they allow for the process, which is really a new process, of community residents, community members, community advocates, human advocates, in essence, to come into the facility and begin to work with individuals prior to their release. That's an important process and a new process. Corrections allows people like me and other community residents to come in and make that first initial contact, which is so important. I think what I do and the part I play in it, because I have been incarcerated, I speak from a real perspective. I speak from having sat in the same seat, having laid in the same bed, having done the same programs, having been able to deal with the same people, and then having those people see me in a different light allow me to come back in and then to encourage and motivate and really just share my testimony and my story with individuals who are getting ready to walk this road.
Like myself.
Well, the kind of services that we try to make available to people really run a gamut. You know, we sort of start with survival needs. When people first come out, unless they're going back to family, and a lot aren't, they're really looking at things like, where am I going to sleep tonight? And what am I going to eat this week? And I don't have any clothes to wear, especially to a job interview. We try to do a lot with pro-social activities because one of the biggest things guys often talk with us about when they first get out is they're bored and they're lonely. And, you know,
it's very difficult to change. The concept of a man who is incarcerated who wants to change, you know, I think it's there. I think most men really don't want to do the same things that got them into incarceration. But you have to give guys hope. You have to give guys opportunities. And that's where things are lacking. These guys don't trust that when they get out there, anybody's going to be looking after them. And it's a really important ingredient here. Like I said, I can't say more about being able to connect with these guys and make them believe that what you have to offer is really concerned about making sure that they do things right this time.
One of the unique aspects of the reentry unit approach is that it enables incarcerated individuals to meet in person with the parole officers, caseworkers, potential employers, and others from their nearby home county who will form their key support network after release. It is important to establish these ties before release, so the network is in place before the former offender walks out the door.
I think it's a great opportunity for the parole officer as well, for the parolee or the inmate that's being released. It settles him. It lets him know that things are not as bad as what he heard inside, and that once he gets out, that I'm going to be that guy that's going to control his movement along with him. And I make sure that all my guys understand that I'm here to prevent him from going back to jail. I'm not here to send you back. I'm going to try everything I can to make sure that you don't jump that hurdle incorrectly. And that's what that Orlean program does for me. And that's how I prepare myself. I make sure that if there's anything going on in his head that he's not sure about, or hers, and her and their head, that I need to clean that up immediately. I need to take those things out as soon as possible and place a positive attitude in that individual's mind so they can go back to that cell at night and say, you know what, I'm going to work with that guy.
Because parole is like the big monster in prison. Parole, 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 your parole officer, this, this, and that, and this. So being able to, you know, they say first impression, you know, is very important. And, you know, Mr. Anderson was very relaxed, and he made me feel relaxed. You know, it basically reinforced what I already believed. It's up to me. It's not the parole officer. He's basically a partner or enemy. It depends on which one I want him to be. You know, so it made me a lot more comfortable.
I like the fact that they have Medicaid already set in stone because it eliminates the 45-day wait once they come out. They already have appointments set up for their treatment and things of that nature. It eliminates them coming out and then having to wait long periods of time to not only get the Medicaid in place, but then to get an appointment once the Medicaid is in place. So for those that come out and they are ambitious and they want to do the right thing, I think it allows them the opportunity to come out and immediately start building a foundation versus those who come out and have to wait, you know, 60, 90 days. I think if they come out with some ambition, it starts to dwindle within that time frame.
Reentry units work with incarcerated people directly to help them envision their life outside prison in a different way than they have before. Whether someone wants to graduate from college, become a responsible parent, buy a house, or simply live in a way that will not result in going back to prison, the reentry team helps them develop a plan to get there. People in prison work with parole and correction staff to identify their own path to success. This includes working with community organizations, mentors, and service providers, as well as government agencies for help with housing, education, employment, life skills, and substance abuse counseling.
Orleans will give you an opportunity to better yourself and use the tools that you have. If you don't know how to fill out a resume, they're going to help you fill out a resume. They're going to help you talk to your parole officer. They'll help you get a phone call to your family if you can. They'll help you in any way that other prisons won't help you. You have people there that you can actually talk to.
Yeah, I'm definitely glad that I was chosen to come to the reentry program. It gave me an opportunity that, you know, I wouldn't have had otherwise. I learned a lot, you know. I learned one of the things that I had trouble with before. I considered myself really independent, and I was really reluctant to reach out for help. But here it was offered in a way where it didn't bruise my ego. Well, if I need to go to DSS for health insurance, it's not that big of a deal. And, you know, they cleared up a lot of stuff that I didn't know about before.
Well, I'm thoroughly pleased that they gave me the opportunity. Well, I certainly feel more in control of my life, and it brings me back again to a time when I had that, and I think I've missed that significantly over the past couple of years, just county to state prison, just and with nothing positive at all happening between that. So absolutely, just having even a little bit of control and the feeling of excitement you might get from maybe regaining piece of your life. Yes, it's very exciting.
Well, a lot. They've brought out feelings that I had repressed for a long time. I was never laughed, you know, never cried. Now I'm doing more of that now. You know, I'm laughing now, and I'm happy. I'm happy with myself. You know, it's not tough anymore. But once I got there, I talked to one of the counselors there, and he says, "Listen," he says, "you know, if you're having bad days, whatever, I don't mind you that. You know, if you need to lay down or whatever, but he says this will be good for you." He goes, "Trust me." So I'm thinking, trust him. You know what I mean? So I stuck it out, and as it turns out, it did. It ended up being one of the best moves that was made for me at the time. Basically, they touched on everything, drug and alcohol abuse, anger management, how to fill out resumes, you know, make up resumes and stuff like that, how to approach to get a job, what to do. They set us up with Medicaid, so when we got out of prison, we had Medicaid established so we can do our outpatient programming. Set up our drug and alcohol councils where we were going to participate.
Someone that's coming to this reentry program, I would give them advice to come, be open-minded, don't put on a facade for nobody. Look into what you really want to do for your future. Like, plan, actually make a plan for 5 years ahead of now, or longer. Me, my plan is for 10, 15 years from now. This is my chance to, this is your chance, their chance to start a new life, start going down the right path. Be open-minded, come to the program, and participate. Give all you got into it. Got nothing to lose with. Just come to the reentry program and give it all you got. Give it a chance. Don't shut down.
During their 90 to 120-day stay at the unit, participating individuals will join with a team made up of the Department of Correctional Services, Division of Parole, Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services, and community and faith-based agencies to assess each offender's needs, ranging from possession of necessary documents to employment and housing opportunities and issues surrounding family reunification on a case-by-case basis. Prior to release, participants will be evaluated for job training, anger management, substance abuse counseling, and/or other programs in the community, depending on their needs, receive assistance in completing public benefit applications, practice employability skills, learn to use the Department of Labor's Career Zone, an online system that provides in-depth career and education information for more than 900 occupations, including job descriptions, estimated wages, and the job outlook for each occupation.
In a way where that individual, once he gets all of these tools for himself, his theme, self-motivation, in regards to taking a hold of his dreams becomes much more apparent. The individual then can bring forth a step and measurable goals to be able to show his successes. It becomes a blessing in a sense, because then you can see the light spark from his eyes or her eyes and take a hold of what they've been given and then run with it. And to never see them come back, to never be a part of that recidivism, to see them, you know, become owners of their life, to be able to come, you know, and bring forth their voices to bring forth a better outlook in a respectable way. It's amazing to me. I'm shocked. I'm really shocked, because, you know, what I went through in my life and being here today, I'm still in cloud nine. But then to see them, you know, take hold of it and take ownership of their lives, just I feel like $1 million. I feel like, you know, I'm one of the most richest people in the whole county, maybe in the whole state, because we're saving lives.
My goal is to be a father out there when I go home. So I've been away from my daughter for about 6 years now. The reentry program's helping me. They're giving me counseling. I'm taking counseling and fatherhood program here, and it's been working real good.
All the reentry. Because I want to set standards and not have my son go down the road I want to go down. I mean, the road I went down. I want my son to be able to have a stable family, be able to have both his parents in his life. I didn't have that, so I'm more dedicated to giving my son the things I didn't have.
I'm following the rules that are set in front of me to make sure I never go back there, period. If you don't care, you're going to go back, and that's the life you're going to live. But if you care, you're going to make something out of yourself, and you're going to do something that everyone's going to be proud of. I have a 5-year-old daughter that's going to be proud of me, not going to say, oh, my daddy's in prison and I can't see him, and he's going to see me through a picture that I sent to him. If that's what people want, then they're going to live the same life that they're going to continue to live. I mean, no one can change anybody. It really starts with you.
My future, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I will do any work, first and foremost, to get to that position to be able to fund my own business. But I see myself with my family, hopefully having custody of my kids. I have 5 children, 4 boys and 1 little girl. Having custody of them, me and my wife living probably in Houston somewhere. You know, I like Texas a lot, either Houston or maybe Miami, you know. But, you know, and I want to do some humanitarian work as well, like just helping people who are not as fortunate as myself, whether it be elements physically or mentally, just, you know, I want to give back, basically. Yeah, I like to touch the younger people or even people my age. You know, they're caught up in a culture where we're loyal to all the wrong things. You know, in the course of this, we forget what we're really supposed to be loyal to, which is our family and ourselves. And I always, you know, I tell the young fellas, I say, what principle holds stronger to you? Is it a father's pledge or is it a street code? You know, try not to get so caught up in the street code, because before you know it, you'll be 50 spinning a yard, as I say. You know, you're going to be an old guy. Time doesn't wait.
Here's why I would just spend money on something like reentry, because it sounds like hug a thug, and it's not hug a thug. though we might, you know, but this absolutely makes dollars and cents from a taxpayer point of view. We could literally send someone to Harvard for what it costs to incarcerate them in state prison. So it makes much more sense to spend a fraction of that money and give people the real skills and the real opportunities they need to survive and to thrive in the community, because they become an asset to the community.
Today is,
98% of people who go to prison are coming out. That's not an that's not on the table for discussion. That is happening. So and they're coming to a neighborhood near you. So the question is, and I'm going to quote Craig Johnson from our local correctional facility, do you want them drunk, homeless, and angry, or housed and sober and, you know, working? That's the choice.
As the last stop in prison, specialized reentry units provide the practical framework to help offenders return to society with new attitudes and behaviors that will benefit not only themselves, but their communities as well. The reentry units are a key part of New York's reentry strategy. In New York, reentry deals with the core issues that led to a prison sentence in the first place: attitudes, behaviors, and associations. It addresses the attitudes, such as a sense of entitlement, beliefs that the, quote, system is unfair, denial, anger, resentment, and blaming the victim. It addresses the behavioral aspect, the impulsivity, the lack of self-control, and problems that reflect a lack of problem-solving and anger management skills. And it addresses the associational piece, or the associating with or hanging out with the wrong crowd, people who encourage a criminal lifestyle. Thank you for taking the time to watch this video and to hear the stories of the men who have experienced a reentry unit, one important step along the road to reentry and reintegration in the community.